I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis delivered remarks yesterday at the Air Force Academy graduation. 91.5 KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The nearly 1,000 graduating cadets listened as Mattis invoked Air Force history, including the Tuskegee Airmen, Doolittle Raiders, and his own faith in the Air Force while serving as a Marine in Afghanistan. Mattis told the graduates that their primary weapon system now is their attitude, calling on rigor and vigor to inspire others.
In the department, we remain undistracted in our pursuit of military superiority, for America has no ordained right to victory on the battlefield. It is now your responsibility to ensure our adversaries know they should always prefer to talk to our Department of State rather than face the U.S. Air Force.
Among the graduates, more than 400 will go on to pilot training. More than a dozen graduates come from other countries, including Korea, Malaysia, and the United Arab Emirates. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
The Board of Education for Pueblo City Schools has approved more than $2 million in capital expenditure projects. According to the chieftain, that includes partial roof replacements at two schools, repairing the swimming pool at South High, and paving the parking lot at Centennial High School. Other improvements include a new playground at Columbian Elementary, new bleachers at East High, and completion of the district's asbestos management plan for all facilities. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.